Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Dreyer busily writes down some very important information for today's program. It's time for us to get
together. Do I get to the Nut House from here? I know they have a shortcut.
We always get together and tell a few jokes and kind of lighten things up before we get ready to go to do the Sports Corner today. Fred, did you call like your doctor's office or something and get put on hold for 20 minutes?
I talked to this guy, Victor, who was a absolute maniac.
He was getting Fred really ticked. And then Fred kind of calmed down.
I didn't calm down. Can you tell?
Well, when I walked in the second time, I heard some loud elevator music coming from your phone, and I left 10 minutes before that, and you were waiting on the...
I asked him, I said, what's your name, sir? My name is Victor.
It's when you had to spell your last name for him.
Yeah, I spilt my last name.
Dreyer. D.
This is a doctor's office. What are you doing there?
D. I'll spell next time for everybody there. As I've been through those calls. You all have out there. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in our sports lounge here at the CRN Broadcast Center. Nationwide, coast to coast, our flagship 790 KABC. Glad to be with you all. And we've got lots of things to talk about. Fred, that... got a big guest coming up. A guy, I don't know if you've met him or not, but he played for the same team you did, the Los Angeles Rams. A guy, I think he's a quarterback, Vince Ferragamo. You familiar with him?
Who?
D!
I'm going to put him on with Victor at the doctor's office and see how Vinny does.
Well, yeah, it's true. There's a lot of people. They say we're a service-intensive industry, and by the fine people they've hired to provide the services. Are you okay now, Fred? Bring Fred a hot compress, would you? Sit down there a little bit. Fred is writing a note, by the way, to Victor's boss, but apparently
it's not a suicide note. So don't go run into the freeway on ramp.
Take it easy. All right, we're ready to go here. First show, by the way, Fred. I haven't seen you in a year, so I'm telling you, I missed you, buddy. It's good to have you back here.
It's just been a whirlwind, Mike. It just has. The last year has been crazy, and I don't want to do it again.
By the way, we hired a new producer for your show, a guy by the name of Victor. He was working at the doctor's office.
Yeah. Do you have? What, did he have one eye, or what was it?
Boy, he'll be there for you. No, J.D., Jeremy, Dayton producing our show. Corey Marino helping out a little bit, too, this week. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Stay with us. We're here at the Fred Dreyer Show. Follow Fred. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Escape to a world of luxury and tranquility at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers, the ultimate wine country destination nestled in the heart of Paso Robles, California. Located halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, indulge in the opulence of this four-diamond resort as you become fully immersed in the spirit of wine country. Stroll the picturesque vineyards while sipping on award-winning Allegretto wines. Satisfy your culinary desires at Cello Restaurante and Bar with an array of delectable dishes handcrafted with locally forged ingredients. Rejuvenate your mind and your body with soothing treatments at Spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today and enjoy a complimentary bottle of Allegretto wines with your stay using promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Travel now until March 31st next year. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or go to balance7.com.
Yeah, welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show, though, is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
And Victor's best friend now.
Yeah. Did Victor get through to the doctor? Did they call back?
Yes. Okay. He finally got Cindy on, and she was very pleasant, and everything has been, order has been restored.
That's good.
I'm happy to say, and not for the least of all, getting ready to, what is that? Is there a dog there on my...
We got a lot of people here that are wanting to get together. Katrina's saying, hello, Fred and Mike. How you doing today? Well, we're doing really great. We thank you so much for tuning in here. She says, did you enjoy the New Year's? And we did. Nikki says, happy New Year. Hello from Nebraska. Rachel's saying, hello, Fred Dreyer. How you doing? Kristen is saying the happy New Year to you. We got a... And Rachel's saying to me, happy New Year. So we got a lot of good people here. Lori's saying... hello from Iowa. Happy New Year, Fred and Mike. Bruce is saying hi from New Mexico. Pamela is saying hello, gentlemen. Hello, Pamela. And Paul from Palm Springs is saying, hi, Fred. Any Dave Elmendorf stories? Now,
Elmendorf stories.
Was he on the Rams?
Dave was from Texas.
He's from from Texas?
He was from Texas.
Okay. And did you play with him? Or he's a friend of yours, Dave Elmendorf.
Dave was a teammate.
A teammate. And so do you have any stories on, that's what the Paul was asking.
Not worth repeating.
How about Vince Ferragamo? You got any Vince Ferragamo stories?
I have too many in the vault. They're backlogged.
That's fine. Vince, do you have any Fred Dreyer or Dave Elmendorf stories? And welcome to the show, Vince.
How you doing, guys?
You got any Dave Elmendorf stories for us? We got a listener already calling in wants to know.
You don't have any fall down the backyard drunk stories, do you have any?
No, I don't.
You sure?
No, I just there he is. You know, the Freddie Dreyer story was the one that we had when we were in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl, Freddie.
Oh yeah.
You were out there with your grandson and you know, he was talking to you and what does he call you? He calls you Fred Dreyer. Doesn't call you Grandpa. They call me No-No, you know. So, but anyway.
Yeah, they call me.
Yeah, I asked,
he said, I told him, I said, you can call me Fred Dreyer. And he says, okay, Fred Dreyer. And so for the whole time, we were on the, I couldn't get him to stop calling me Fred Dreyer.
Well, that's what I call you, too, Fred Dreyer. And your friend, who's the guy that you talked to at the doctor's office? Victor?
Yeah, oh, Victor, yeah.
Victor's going to call you Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I call him Victor the Moron.
Yeah. Tough show today, Vince. We had a terrible long wait. Fred was on the phone for 48 minutes waiting to talk to his doctor.
You know, I felt like I was on the Titanic.
I've been trying to get an x-ray, Fred. I can't even get an x-ray.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got a guy for you, Victor. He'll set you right up.
Fred had his Shazam going on his cell phone, so Fred heard a couple of good elevator tunes that he liked, and he was getting the names of them while he was on hold. It was good. It's one of those calls where they say, you'll be the next caller in 45 minutes. And then it kept going up.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't go down.
It's a happy new year, Vinny, and I'm wishing you a happy new year. And
happy new year.
I'm so glad you're one of our first caller of the new year. First caller of the new year, and you came in behind Victor, but that's all right.
That's okay.
At
least I'm on.
So, gentlemen, the New Year's Day was a pretty – there was some pretty good football there college-wise. And our buddy here, the Vince Ferragamo, one of the all-time greats, one of the quarterbacks for the Rams, played your career started, what, with – you were in the Nebraska Cornhusker before that, the California Golden Bears. And you were born, as I recall, in Torrance. Is that right, Vince?
Exactly. I was born in Torrance at Torrance Memorial and way back when. And, you know, my parents moved out to West Coast from Boston. And all my relatives were in the North End there where the Italian district was. And so I got a chance to go visit them once in a while, but not very often.
They
usually
come
to California. But, yeah, I ended up going to Berkeley, and it was quite interesting. I played for Mike White, who recruited me out of high school. And 2 years after playing there, they put us on probation. But it's funny because
Hold on, back up a second. Don't just throw that out. Probation? What the hell happened? Give us the story.
Yeah,
was there a streaker in your family or something? What?
No, back in 1974, we beat Stanford in the last play to Steve Sweeney in the big game.
Uh-huh.
The following year, Barkowski was on the team.
Oh.
Steve Barkowski, and we kind of alternated. The following year, Mike White was still the coach, and they put us on probation due to infractions from the previous coaching staff, the Ray Wilsey coaching staff. I would never have had a chance to play in a Rose Bowl. And back in the day, we didn't have this, you know, this transfer portal. So I had to go, when I went to school, I had to sit out a year. I went to Nebraska to play for Tom Osborne. It's funny because after playing there, and, you know, we had a great career there, I played in the Hula Bowl game with Joe Roth. Mike White was the coach, and Joe, who passed, he had cancer. And he and I both played for Mike White, and we're both being inducted into the Hula Bowl Hall of Fame in 2 weeks. So I got to go back.
And by the way, Vince,
it's in Orlando of all places. Yeah. Can you play the Hula Bowl?
When you go there this year, you don't have to wear the dress when they do the hula competition. You can just bring him a picture from the old Hula Bowl.
Well, you should leave that up to him.
That's true, Vinny.
Freddie, you'll probably be inducted. I'll put a good word in for you.
No, don't put a good word in for me.
But they have a green jacket. They got to put you on it.
Oh, I'll go for the jacket.
I said, it's not a gold jacket. No, it's a green jacket. Because, you know, we're in Florida, but we're not too far from Augusta. So.
Yeah, there you go. You can play at the Masters.
I want a pair of Hula Bowl flip-flops. That's what I want.
But the game is played in Orlando now because they did away with the stadium.
Hold on a second. Hawaii. The Hula Bowl is played in Orlando now?
It is now. It is. Can you believe it?
What is going on with college?
Saturday.
Yeah. Let me ask you gentlemen a question. What's going on with college football? You got Oklahoma. The Sooners lose. Their number one quarterback has to sit out because the other guy they signed, the kid, couldn't have played, and he gets to play because the other kid is going to go to the pros or something. What is happening here? This, I guess, the stupidest rules I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I want reparations.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're living in the right state, California.
I signed up for the Hula Bowl, and my Hula Bowl, as it always has, lives in my mind in Hawaii, not in Orlando, Florida.
That's where you should play it. I can't believe it. It's just nuts.
Yeah. Well,
you know what's happening, though, Freddie. What's happening in today's college sports is crazy. With this NIA and, you know, this name, image, and likeness, NIL. I was reading an article from Tom Osborne, who's the great coach from Nebraska, and he mentioned that he was watching the bowl games on TV, and he was struck by the contrast between the focus and commitment of players and what they used to be and what they are today. Players are not even playing in the bowl game.
You're right.
No, it's zero.
Half the team is gone.
It's crazy.
Half the team is gone. Even some of these guys that won years.
They destroyed college football.
They have.
They've destroyed it. And
really?
And while they were doing this last year, while they were creating this monster, there were people calling in sports shows. I listened to them. And they were all cutting up the money before anything else,
and it's terrible. They've got
kids who've never played, who've transferred three and four times from school to school to school without playing a down on their respective teams, and they signed for $800,000, $1 million. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Is Jim Crane of the Astros in charge of the college football, trying to bring the winners in, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe bring out, if you hear any trash
well,
cans
you have
banging.
To appreciate, you have to appreciate, though, some of these players, though, that have given in years past, you know, their commitment and to, you know, and their hard work and dedication they've had for their the programs that they played for. So it's not the same anymore. It's a sad shame.
No, it's over, actually.
Vince Ferragamo, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, along with Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, or X as they call it now, @Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, Fred, F-R-E-D, in case Victor's listening, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show here in our sports lounge. Coming to you from CRN, the Competition Radio Network, I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Guesting with us today, our buddy Vince Ferragamo. Vince, by the way, you've got a podcast that we're going to be carrying here at CRN. Tell everybody where they can see it and get it and what's the name of it.
Yeah, both Jackie Slater and I do a weekly podcast on Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and it's on YouTube. You can just dial in YouTube and put in there, and please subscribe to our channel. It's been a lot of fun doing it. We've been doing it the last year. We come in about all sports and mostly football, so we have a good time doing it.
You ever have guests on your show?
Yeah, we got to have Freddie. We got to have Freddie.
Just come wondering.
On. I'm going to bring, we've been waiting for bring the call. Victor with me.
Yeah, we get Victor from the doctor's office.
If you can get a hold of him.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So we had some good football games, guys, that I have to say on New Year's Day, and we've got this big game coming up here now again this coming week, Michigan against Washington. I watched both of those games, and sometimes, you know, I fall asleep after, watching repeats of the Rose Parade about 10 times. You get a little tired. But these were pretty darn good games. How did you feel? Let's start with you, Vince Ferragamo.
Well, they were close games right to the end. Michigan, Alabama was there, threatening, and towards the end, and so was Texas. I mean, the one ball was swatted away and preserved the win for Washington. But Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy, both those two quarterbacks, had a terrific game. But what I noticed mostly in these games is that the sophistication of the offense and their design and what they were able to accomplish, some of those creative plays that they had for touchdowns for Michigan especially. I was sharing that with my little grandson who's 9 years old. Hey, look at that play. We called that play, in flag football. And then Michael Penix is just like 430 yards or something like that. He threw four. I mean, that coach, it was McKalen DeBoer. He's done a great job. Oh, my gosh, And their offensive coordinator is very creative, too. And so was Texas. I mean, those are the final four teams. They were probably the four best teams. And they talked about Florida State being in there. Florida State got clean. Yeah. They got their clock cleaned by Georgia. I mean, they weren't even in the game. So, I mean, I think they picked the four best teams.
Yeah, and it's going to be number one Michigan squaring off against number two Washington. It's going to be at Houston. Mm-hmm. Coming up here Monday on the, and it's a battle of future Big Ten opponents as the Wolverines are going to seek to win their first national title since 1997. The Huskies trying to win their first since 1991. You got this, the Michigan game there, and Fred, you and I were talking about this, that 27-20 overtime win that took down Alabama at the Rose Bowl, and the Wolverines stuffed the tied the quarterback. This two-yard play, you had a problem with that, Fred. You said that you thought things should have changed around, especially in the Texas game. You thought that Sarkisian, who's the big playmaker, when he was going up against Washington, there was a problem there in that final few minutes of the game.
Well, he completely lost connection.
Yeah,
Sarkisian, and he had first down, and he was inside the 12, 15-yard line or something like that toward the end of the game. He was going to win the game. That's all he had to do is just work the ball down the field to the sidelines, and then when it came time to put it in the end zone, go to the end zone. He never once went into the end zone. He kept throwing these little dink-off passes that were off to the sideline, Vinny, and it was mind-numbing that he couldn't see what to do. The upshot of everything was is he was supposed to be the big play, the big playmaker of the four coaches.
Yeah,
and right. and he's a good coach. And don't get me wrong, but yeah. he all he had to do was send out for three straight plays. He was on the 6-yard, 7-yard line. All he had to do was send out receivers. And have them go to the goal line and turn around.
Right.
There's no. I mean, in other words, there's certain plays that are gimmies, and he never once did any of that. He kept throwing the ball in the corner.
Right. And you're right, Freddie, because I saw the defensive back backing up into the end zone, and he clearly backed beyond the goal line. So the receiver could have just turned at the goal line and boom, he could have completed it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think those two teams, Michigan and Washington, probably had a better 2-minute drill offense.
They
were instructed better when it comes down to that final play. Because Nick Saban and Jalen Milroe did the same thing. They tried to do a quarterback draw. And that's only effective when he sees it and there's nowhere else to go, and then he goes. But this, when it's an automatic quarterback draw, you don't need that with them.
They ran the ball up the middle where all the traffic was.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine they were doing that. Everybody had agile quarterbacks. Roll out. Yeah. The play action sends all the right. defensive linemen into the line of scrimmage, and he had all the time in the world. He had way too much time to fritter it away, which is what he did.
Yeah. Huskies were a 3.5-point underdog against their team there. Penix, you mentioned the quarterback there, Michael Penix, 430 yards, 2 touchdowns, running back Dylan Johnson, a pair of scores on the ground, and Washington really has scored big time. I mean, the people in the Pacific Northwest got to be hot stuff these years. You think it's going to be their year?
Well, I don't know. This is the last year of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're into the final. They could win it all for national collegiate football. I mean, that's pretty impressive for that team, to do what they did. To be or teams like Oregon. Oregon was really good this year, too. They played great in their bowl game. So, I mean, there's some pretty good quarterbacks out there and some – you know, these guys are with these wide open offenses. It's kind of fun.
Vince Ferragamo
have to be offensive minded.
Here is our guest and the coach there on Washington, Fred Dreyer, Kalen DeBoer. He's now 25-2 since he came from Fresno State, and the Huskies were struggling with a 4-8 mark back in 2021. He's really turned things around on that squad.
Yeah, he's offensive minded and he's not afraid.
Yep.
And he gets the ball where he wants to get it, where he wants to get it. And I thought that at the end of the day, the four best teams were playing. And of the four, the best team, I think, to watch is Michigan.
Yeah,
Vince, what do you think? You thought Michigan going to take it all?
You know, it's
going to be a good game.
What are what's DeBoer now? He's 24 and
25-2.
25-2.
Yeah.
And Jim Harbaugh too. What can you say about the Harbaugh family? I mean,
that defense,
Mr. and Mrs. Harbaugh, have done a great job with John and Jim both. Yeah. I mean, they're both excellent coaches.
Let's talk about Jim Harbaugh. So he still may be getting some suspension. So let's say that Michigan wins. Their coach Jim Harbaugh, does he get suspended for these stealing signs or whatever they're saying? And if the suspension is going to be big time, and he's not going to be able to coach again next year, at least for a while or maybe the whole year, does he leave, go to the pros, and take over on the Chargers, who desperately need some help there? And he's got that Justin Herbert, the good quarterback
Justin
there.
Herbert, yeah.
Yeah, Herbert doing a good job. And you got the salary cap. They got big. Besides Herbert, they've got a lot of people at their salary cap. Max got $23 million. Joey Bosa, $14 million. These wide receiver, Michael Williams, $20 million. Keenan Allen, $23. They got to win now if they're going to win on the Chargers. What do you think? Does he leave and go to the Chargers? Or does he stay? What does he do?
Well, I think he leaves.
You do?
I do. I think he leaves. I think it's enough already. It, you know, as they say, you know, the NCAA keeps coaches in short pants, you know, for manipulation purposes. And I just think that he's had enough of it. I think he wants to play with his against his brother. It's the next big battle. He's got himself a top super quarterback with the Chargers there. And my only concern is I think he leaves, but he's going to have, you know, if he thinks he has problems with the NC2A right now, wait till he gets a hold of
the NFL.
Wait till he gets a hold of the Charger owners.
Yeah. What do you think, Vince? You think he's going to stay or leave?
Well, it depends on his suspension.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's suspended coaching next year, that's got to play a big part in his, you know, his decision, because he doesn't want to sit there idle and not do anything all year long.
Yep.
I mean, I thought he already served time. I mean, if he did something wrong, he oversees the entire program. If something was done illegally, he's already been suspended. Why are they going to resuspend him?
So okay, so let's say he stays. And then the New England Patriots part ways with Bill Belichick. Does Bill Belichick come to the Chargers then and help them out?
Well, somebody of significance has to come to the Chargers, because they need a whole new resurrection of that program, because a new culture, so to speak,
yeah.
Because they had too much talent this year to let it all slip away like it had, and it looked terrible.
Vinny, you've got Bill Belichick with the potential of having that quarterback down there, and with the Chargers,
and Justin Herbert.
Yeah, Justin Herbert. I mean, he's terrific, and that guy has to have a quarterback coach. He has to be.
Yeah.
He has to have one, and I don't know if Bill Belichick can do it.
Maybe Vince.
Hire the right coordinator like John Harbaugh did.
Well, maybe you get back into it.
Maybe
for Lamar Jackson.
Vince, maybe you get back into it, possibly.
I think Vinny.
Fred, I'll go work for those guys.
Yes, and Fred, you can go in there and help with the defense
a little bit. No, I'll scout.
Let me think about this. You're going to scout? Okay.
Of course.
Go check to your friend Victor. He'll help you with it. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from the Competition Radio Network, CRN.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations. Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Our guest, Vince Ferragamo, is with us here. We're talking football and a whole lot more, and we got some comments and things coming in on our big comment line over there. So let's go over there, Fred, and see what the neighbors are trying to say.
Let's get over there, see what's going on.
Pamela says hello. Rachel's saying Happy New Year. John's chiming in there. Martine says hello, Fred and Mike. Nice to see you again. She's from Cape Canaveral, but she's in Colorado this week. So let me ask you two, a gentleman, because this week, Vince and Vince Ferragamo and Fred Dreyer was a big week up in Colorado, near Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs. They have the fruitcake tossing championships. Have you guys ever participated in that? I know, Vince, you get invited to a lot of big events for the Super Bowl and all that stuff.
What's
but
your,
I got to talk to you about.
I've been in wine events, but not a fruitcake tossing event. No, I've been in bocce tournaments.
Well, apparently, a couple of years back, some guys from Boeing came there and shot one of the fruitcakes way up into the air in some kind of a powerful blast. But they throw the fruitcakes around, and I believe it's going to be televised, so you might want to look for that.
Yeah. All right, we can sign up. Is it too late to sign up?
No, you can go. Well, for next year you can sign up. So let me ask you this question, Vince Ferragamo. Let me ask you, Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
You guys both players. Did you have problems with the officials at the NFL? There's a fact that we got here today on our show that all major sports have full-time refs or umpires or whatever you want to call them, but the NFL only has part-time, and apparently there was a real blow-up at the Detroit game, the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions, in which a two-point conversion was caught, and the refs called it back. And this is a whole big mess. Apparently, the ref said that the receiver was not eligible. The lineup was incorrect. Indeed, it looks like now, and the NFL's gotten involved with this, sending memos out to their teams that this Brad Allen, the ref, was approached by the guy Decker on Detroit that he was going to be on the eligible for the reception, and then the lineup would have been correct, and the game would have been in the win column for Detroit, not Dallas. What are your thoughts on this? Let's start with you, Vince Ferragamo.
Well, these refs have no accountability. That's the problem. And Brad Allen was seriously—he was wrong in what he did. He left the scene too early. He didn't even make eye contact. He made a quick eye contact with Taylor Decker.
Taylor Decker.
And then he was already in the game. So he and another player, number 58, both went over to the referee. But he was going to declare himself eligible. But there was this Dan Skipper. This number 70 was running on the field. So 70 has run on the field before in previous games, and he's declared himself eligible, but he was running on there to say, look, I'm not eligible. He was running in there. They had practiced this play over and over again. This officiating has been bad all season.
Fred, you've talked about this.
Terrible. That ruined the game for the Lions. The coach was irate after the game. He was...
How do you follow up on something like this? Fred Dreyer, how do you follow up when your team would have won that game and because of a stupid officiating mistake? And this has happened a lot of times this year in the NFL, Fred Dreyer.
Well, you have to have a show of strength in the league and be fearless and fire that crew. That crew should be done All of them should not be saved to be split up into other crews.
They've been demoted for the next weekend.
Yeah, well, they should demote them all the way. I give them a ride down to see Victor, my new friend.
I think they're going to go to work in your doctor's office.
Yeah, you're going to go see Victor.
And, that's what I think, Fred.
And most of this stuff is just common sense and reason. There's an awful lot of people who are officials in this league, and as well as any other league.
Brad,
there's a lot of officials in here that honestly not only do not know the rules, they don't know how to adjudicate strength and understanding where and what it is that's happening before their eyes.
Brad Allen that's has crazy. Officiated six Lions games, and the Lions are 0-6 in those games.
And
they've had 435 penalty yards to the opponent's 287. Is this guy on the take? I mean, do you guys ever, when you guys play, Vince Ferragamo, do you think that there were officials that might have been on the take?
I don't know if he's on the take, but someone's actually in his ear telling him what he should do and who should win the game.
That's not bad, right.
And that ruins the credibility of the league. It's happened rampant. It's around the whole entire league. I saw the game, the Giants game against the Rams. They lost by 1 point. All the Giants had to do with the quarterback is drive down and kick a field goal.
And you're right.
There was a call, a holding call or something that was nullified the great return they had. That would have been perfect return to put them in great position. You didn't even see what happened. They didn't even show it. That's how bad that was.
Fred?
Well, I mean, that play in Green Bay, Freddie. The guy, the no call. The guy was all over him.
Well, how about the New Orleans Saints game with the Rams and the Saints, the sideline pass? The guy smacked him out of bounds. The ball was 15 minutes late getting to the phone.
It is memory lane here on memorable calls.
It's just too much, and nobody has the guts to call. The commentators of the game danced around it. That was a terrible call. That's a terrible. Well, what's your opinion? What should we do if you're a color commentator? You know, here's what you do. These people should be removed and never see the light of day again.
I'm with you on this.
Or we have less officials, Fred. We don't do any officials.
Well, how about
the officials?
That's always the case. You've got over officiating.
Well, you have it. The Major League Baseball got $10 billion in revenue for the American sports that generates $18 billion in revenue. Major League Baseball, 10, NBA, 9, NHL, 6 billion. And they all have full-time refs. And you get into the NFL and they're part-time and they stink. There's been more terrible calls this season, I think, than I've ever seen in my life. It's just, it's terrible. It's
terrible.
It smacks of something that goes crazy. Now, let me ask you another question here, because we've got the Joe Flacco. You know, the Jets could have had him after Aaron Rodgers went down, but they chose not to go after him. So instead, they have Zach Wilson, Trevor Seaman, and Tim Boyle, and Flacco in five games has 13 TDs, 8 interceptions, and those three other guys that were on the Jets combined for 11 TDs and 15 interceptions. They put the coup de grace on that thing. Flacco's on the Browns, and he puts the nail on the Jets.
A lack of what you would call the ability to adjudicate an opportunity.
Yep.
And the league is rampant with it. Why he wasn't picked up a long time ago, it remains to be seen. What I would like to have is have somebody talk to Joe Flacco and say, "How did you get to the Cleveland Browns? Tell us the time frames. Where were you all year?" And go down and give it a breakdown.
That's good.
Right down to the wire to where he is today.
How do you think he got called up, Vince? You're a quarterback. Let's say you were out.
He's watching.
What?
he's watching the games on TV.
Yeah.
Mike, he's watching the games on TV, gets a call from Stefanski's group, and that's an offensive-minded coach. That's why he didn't get a call from Sala,
yeah,
who was with the Jets.
Right.
He's a defensive-minded, so they don't know the quality guys. I mean, Joe has ability. He's got experience. You know, that's what they needed at that time.
Well, they look at the
numbers.
And
he's a guy who can deliver for them and throw the ball down the stretch. And he found out who's the favorite receivers, the tight end. I mean, why wouldn't you double cover the tight end for a quarterback like that? Come on. You know, the best rapport a quarterback has with a team, especially if he's with a young team or a new team, is the tight end connection or the back. That's the easiest part. Wide receivers take more time to develop that continuity. So, I mean, it's a matter of putting
there's
your thinking cap on.
There's a lot of leadership. There's a lot of leadership being passed over.
A lot. All right, let's, little baseball news for you guys here, because we've been watching all these signings and things, and the Braves have really, you know, they traded for Chris Sale. They've got a stacked pitching staff, Max Fried, Spencer Strider, Charlie Morton. They got this Ronaldo Lopez. They got this guy, Bryce Elder, Larry's brother. I believe Larry Elder's
it's
brother.
Larry,
I could be wrong.
Actually Larry
I
Elder.
Could be wrong. It might be Larry Elder.
Yeah.
And here's the one that they're saying sources around Major League Baseball, and we'll talk about this quietly, are saying that the Braves are near signing a four-year, $105 million deal for, wait for it, Trevor Bauer. What do you think, Fred Dreyer?
Love Trevor Bauer, and it was clear that his problems were exacerbated. But I tell you, again, there's another opportunity. Teams don't want to be seen as politically incorrect. They don't want to have people say to them, why did you have this guy after he abused this woman, this poor woman?
Nothing was ever proved.
Well, of course.
And Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts?
Mike, I'm not quite sure. I haven't followed up with that, so I can't give you an opinion.
Yeah, but very good, Vince. It's good. We want you back as as a guest. Yeah, it's like nobody hears about Trevor. Wasn't he? He was pitching overseas, wasn't he, in Japanese or Korean league or something like that?
Yeah.
And now he's maybe signing with, Korean, I don't know, the Braves. Korean, that's a bold move for them in my mind. That's really something else.
Korean commie league.
It's a Korean league, yes, was going over there. So, yeah, that's it. It's pretty interesting. So, but the Dodgers did make some pretty good offseason moves, and they may not be done yet. You know, not, a lot of still guys are still available there. Fred, you could get back out there. That right arm.
They got more money.
Yeah, Fred, that right arm of yours, I think, has been healed since high school.
You know, I've been giving it some thought, Mike, and I don't want to make an announcement now, but I do want to just to let you, my friends, know, and I consider you and Vinny my friend.
Thank you.
Not so much Vinny, but you, Mike.
Vin, usually on our show, we have a parting gift for our guests, but
a fishbowl.
We're hoping you might be able to plug your wine that you have, which is delicious. It's won awards at so many competitions, even ones that I've judged at. And, you know, maybe you might want to part with a bottle for Fred and myself. Tell everybody about your wines.
Well, I wish I could get you guys a bottle. I'm almost out of the 2019. It tasted so great.
Throughout the holidays, it was beautiful.
Super Tuscan was unbelievable. And, you know, the 20 is going to be fantastic. With the 21's already out. The 20's still in barrel, but it's coming out soon. So, you know, it's a Super Tuscan. What can I say about it?
What's the label? What's the label? Give us the name.
The label is Caressa J, obviously. It's named after my three daughters, Cara, Vanessa, and Jenna. And it's a family favorite. And, of course, all the women in my life, all the wines are named after the women. So
Claressa
they got all
J,
the names.
And I do think it's fabulous Claressa wine, J. And I have seriously been in competitions where, hands down, it is one in every category. So are you judging this year at the L.A. International Wine Competition?
Yeah, I want to go. I do want to go and judge this year, so it'd be fun.
Well, we have
I haven't
van.
Been in a couple
we
years,
have a van
so I look forward
we,
to it.
We can sit out in the parking lot and get hammered.
Fred, are you going to judge the ports? You're a port expert.
Yes.
Remember, when you're judging the ports, it's on the left and the starboards are on the right, okay?
That's right. Starboard, right.
You got that?
Yeah, I got
good
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, hang in. We got our
wine.
Final segment coming up here. Vince Ferragamo has been nice enough to be with us here. Fred Dreyer, you've been nice to be with us after your conversation with Victor.
I'm going to go talk to Victor. He's
on the phone. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back. Fred Dreyer Show. Vince Ferragamo is with us, our special guest, Fred Dreyer. Vince, when you were a youngster, did you ever watch that show Hunter on TV?
Oh, yes. Yes. Sure did. Apparently, my favorite actor was in there.
Yeah, mine too. I love Stephanie. She's great.
I like those.
Oh, you were good too, Fred.
Those police.
Oh,
thanks so much, man.
So Pamela is our staff photographer. She sent some pictures along. We'll post them at our website, thefreddreyershow.com. You can check it out. But apparently there's some pictures there where you, Fred, on this particular show were ironing your shirt in the men's locker room, and I don't know how McCall got in there, but apparently she did.
What is she doing in my room?
You're ironing. And you apparently had a love for the old Jackie Gleason show, because the dialogue in this particular episode was filmed at the L.A. Wax Museum, and it was called Killer. And that was, you said, where were you? And she says, and you said, I was out jogging. And she said, is that just what they call it now? And then you said, oh, you're a riot, Alice. Did you like the Jackie Gleason show? Was that one of the reasons?
Well, that's why I said it.
It was
homage to Jackie Gleason.
It's really something else then, huh?
Yeah, but she kept answering me when I said, would you like to go to the moon? You know, I said it different time, different ways, and she always said, no, I don't, which is kind of funny in itself, I guess.
All right, well, did you ever have Vince Ferragamo on the show with you?
Oh, I wish I would have been.
Yeah, you would have been a good guest star. They're only going to bring it back. Yeah, I think there'll be an episode. Vince, we want to thank you so much. Give us the name
hey,
of your wines
so much,
again.
Guys.
We're going to check your wines out again.
Thanks, Vin.
For the rest of Jay.
Thanks, Vin.
Thank you, Freddie. Thank you, Michael.
On Point is his show. And there goes the great Vince Ferragamo. We love it when he's on the show. Fred Dreyer, I also love it when you're on the show. This is
hey,
I
appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't been here for a while.
It's a gentleman named Victor who won our contest to have dinner with you, Fred Dreyer, from your doctor's office.
Right, and we're going to drive around Hollywood in a van for about an hour and a half just as an appetizer.
Good. Follow Fred on X, Fred, at Fred underscore Dreyer, Facebook.com / The Real Fred Dreyer, and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Email him, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk. Final thoughts, Fred?
I'm on my way, Vic.
That's it. Dinner time. See you next week.